The Truth News Network. And the truth shall set you free. Tell that to anyone on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But you know that the truth will ultimately dominate. No amount of suppression seems to work to change that. So take heart and keep it here. We're TNN, the Truth News Network. And your guide through the minefield is Dan Newman.
Well, here we are. It is Friday, and this Friday is going to be a very special Friday for all of us. Joining us now, first time ever on this show, Pastor Steve Smotherman from New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I've told him a little bit about you, Pastor, and that we're friends, and I told him some of the stuff that I know that you have been involved in. Specifically, I talked about Christians and an obligation we all have, even though we're Christians. We got to get involved in making sure those who are accountable to us, like our elected people, are accountable to us. And I want you to talk about that this morning. But first of all, I just want to say hello and thank you for joining us. And tell us a little bit about Legacy Church.
Well, Dan, it's an honor to be on your program. And you're a good man for what you do. We have a great church in Albuquerque. God has blessed us. People say, how'd you do it? I said, I think I got lucky. And we reach our community. We're very involved in our community. And we do take righteous stands in our community, and that's where the rub comes in, because, you know, in New Mexico, it's so liberal, and people don't realize this. We probably are the most liberal state in America. We have no real representation anywhere that's conservative or that would be, you know, Christian or like-minded with us. We have it, but they don't have any power. They don't have any authority. So we have a rogue governor that has been, you know, brutalizing our state since COVID. And so, you know, we just take stands. We've taken stands in this state for years, when it comes to, you know, fighting for our rights, our freedoms, but also for our Christian values, you know. So we've just been doing that for a long time.
I want to tell you something that I've not told you before. I was part of that debacle, your governor. If you remember, the day that COVID broke was the first day, or supposed to be the first day, of the Men of Iron Conference. And Denny Duron and I flew into New Mexico to be part of that Men of Iron Conference. And your governor, when we got there and actually checked into the hotel, she shut it down. That was the first day that she initiated the lockdowns for COVID for the whole state of New Mexico. And it took us a day and a half to get out of New Mexico to get back to Louisiana.
I didn't know it took you that long, but now that you said, I remember you guys came. Yeah, when she canceled it or tried to, and it was just crazy. It was all crazy.
One more thing about that, and people on this show hear me use a phrase often. That particular night, we went back to David Swan's church and had Men of Iron. It was the whole conference that was carried out. It's a great conference for any of you men. Men of Iron is the name of it, and it's an annual thing. It's been going on for 25 or 30 years. Check it out online. But you spoke that night, and it was one of the most inspirational sermons I've ever heard. But you said something that I say all the time on this show. You may not remember it. You made this statement, and you were talking about people wanting changes. And you said, you want change? Nothing changes if nothing changes. And I thought about that. Yeah. It rocked me to my shoes. And I have written stories about it since. And people on this show hear it often when they call in and want to talk about, I've got this stuff going on. I don't know what to do. Well, how did you get there? Well, I made some mistakes. Well, nothing changes if nothing changes. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. You know, who knows where I got it.
There's very little that's original today.
I know. Everybody kind of makes the things like it's so original. And I'm like, yeah, I think I heard that a few years back. It's original for this moment.
Tell us exactly what craziness this governor got you into, not you, but the people of New Mexico, which, by the way, is always, even though it's a very liberal state, carrying guns and hunting has always been a very important part of New Mexico life. And I think it was last week or the week before, I believe it was last week, she decided, because there was too much gun violence in her opinion, to just stop everybody from carrying guns. And of course she got in trouble for doing it, but has she acted out stuff like that previously?
Well, I mean, yes. Well, she does what she wants. I mean, you saw it through COVID. At one time, I think it was the New York Times or Washington Post, one of them, dubbed us the most locked down state in all of America. We had bread lines out. And, you know, so she has done it. She's taken her authority to another level. Instead of being a representative for us, she thinks that she's the boss of all of us, or the queen, or the tyrant, or the dictator. And so this is, I mean, when through COVID, it was just as bad. I mean, she just thought she could tell us what to do. And I personally told her, you're not telling me what to do. So we fought back the whole time. I never listened to her, but that's just the way. She doesn't believe in our Constitution. I say all the time, I call her the Wicked Witch of the North, because she's north of us. And then people made bumper stickers in this last campaign, said ditch the witch. So it's resonated some. And I tell people she's, you know, we have, and Dan, I don't know if you know this, we have the first satanic abortion clinic in New Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, you go get whatever they give you to abort the baby, but you have to go through a satanic ritual, and she's partnered with them.
Oh my goodness.
You know, Albuquerque's the abortion, partial birth abortion capital of the United States of America.
I had no idea.
And then, you know, there's billboards when you come in from Texas, coming from Arizona. She put up big billboards, and I don't know the exact wording, but it's something like, we welcome abortions here. So she calls it abortion tourism. She's trying to make New Mexico the abortion capital of the United States, that all these other states that are getting rid of it or, you know, curtailing it, then they can come here. And that's how demonic she is. And so I tell people all the time, you think I'm kidding when I say she's evil, she's demonic, she's a Satanist, she's a narcissist, she's a communist. Well, we saw it with this gun stuff, because she came out and said, you know, 11-year-old kid, you know, road rage, gun violence. You know, New Mexico has been that. In fact, it's nothing new. When Donald Trump was president, if you remember, he got up on a televised newscast and said, I'm sending federal agents to three cities, Chicago, I think it was Seattle, and it was Albuquerque, New Mexico. Because that's how violent we've been for a lot of years.
Wow.
So this governor gets up and says, I'm going to do a 30-day ban on anybody that can conceal carry or open carry. Well, that violates the Constitution of Mexico, and it violates the Second Amendment in the Constitution. And here's what she said that was alarming. She said, your rights are not absolute under the Constitution of the United States.
That's exactly what they are.
I know, but in her mind, they're not. And I have to take bold action. Well, she said, no, it's stupid action. And it wasn't just the Republicans that came against her. Her own attorney general, who is a progressive liberal, came out and said, if you get sued, I will not defend you because it's unconstitutional. The sheriff of Bernalillo County, who's a liberal guy, he got up and said, I'm not going to enforce it. It's unconstitutional. The Albuquerque Police Department said it. And then instead of her listening to these people who know, she says, I don't care what you say, you guys need to do your job. And it's like, well, we are doing our job, upholding the Constitution, but she doesn't believe our rights are absolute under the Constitution. And well, she said so.
I know, besides from the pulpit teaching her people, you do and you are very involved in matters like that. You've taken her on. And I did not hear it. I heard about it one particular morning. I don't even remember what the topic was. But you went on the air with the morning show team. I believe it was an Albuquerque morning show team that they regularly like to get you on because you're somewhat controversial on political matters, certain political matters, and others about the different things and how it applies to doing the right stuff, which we Christians and especially our pastors are into to teach us how to live. You've been on with those guys how many times?
I don't know, a bunch. You know, they,
tell us about one. Tell us about one.
Well, I mean, you know, when the you know the marriage, homosexual marriage was happening in New Mexico, our church took it on personally. We went and fought it in Santa Fe. We were told we were going to lose because it's a, you know, the Democrats have owned the state for almost 100 years. You know, the legislature, they've been ruling this state for 100 years. That's why it's so bad. And then I have this statement that I say to people all the time, the oppressed always vote in their oppressors. You know, they vote in the people that oppress them the most because they're so oppressed. They think, you know, I want safety and they're going to give me money, which they end up oppressing you more because now they own you. And so, you know, we just got up and fought. We just said, this is wrong. Marriage is between a man and a woman. It's not between two men or two women. They can't produce anything. So they recruit. And that's what you're seeing in our world today, this big recruiting from the alphabet mafia. It's a recruiting tool to recruit people because they can't reproduce anything. And so we went up there and fought it in Santa Fe. We even closed down some senators' phones and offices because we called and went. And they get up there and say, mega church pastor Steve Smotherman fighting against this. And they call me a bigot and a hater and, you know, everything else, a homophobe. And so I coined a new term. I said, well, if they're calling me a homophobe, they're a normophobe. They're afraid of normality, what it is to be normal. And we all know when absolute truth is removed, absurdity reigns the day, takes the day over. And so we fought that, and they wrote articles and came against me and whatever, and we won. And we won twice until it became federal. And in our state, when we were told we were going to lose, because we got enough Democrats to vote against it, because we went after their areas, their districts, and we started inundating them with information of how your senator votes or representative votes, and so they came alongside. So we were very engaged in all that.
So Governor LaJuan Grisham, she's the quote unquote witch of New Mexico. How long? I said that, you didn't. So how long has she been governor?
Well, this is her second term. So she was so bad the first term that they decided to vote her back in. And and people in New Mexico just don't understand. The oppressed vote in their oppressors. And so this is her second term, and she's almost, what does she have, 2.5 years to go.
Wow. Will she term limit out?
Yes, she will. Thank God.
Okay.
Unless they go after her, because they're calling to impeach her now. They wanted, you know, there's a big call to impeach her because she violated their constitutional rights.
Yeah, she did. Are you involved in any litigation right now with her or about her?
We are. Kelly Shackelford's group, First Liberty, they took our case. We should be filing in court at probably the first or middle of this next week. And what we're filing is that she put the church in jeopardy, and she said, you can't have concealed carry anywhere unless they're police officers or high-level security people. Well, you know, there's a shortage of police officers in New Mexico.
Sure.
I know in Albuquerque Police Department, the last time I talked to a lieutenant, they said they were over 300 officers down.
Wow.
So what we're suing for is because you put the church in jeopardy. Now we can't protect ourselves.
Right.
And you cannot. And so apparently they just won a case like this in New York where this very similar thing happened and they won. And so now we're going to go after to ensure that she can never mess with the church again. We already know in the Supreme Court and all the rulings that she can't ever mess with the church and if they do a COVID thing again. And now we're going to say, you can't tell us how to manage the church, and you can't leave us in jeopardy. So they took our case. They're one of the big organizations that fight in the Supreme Court all the time. So they took our case, and so we should be filing against her this next week.
I'm going to follow that, and at some point in the middle of it or after it's all over, I want you to come back and tell us about it. Pastor, tell us about Legacy Church.
Well, Legacy Church, I call it the healing place. It's where, you know, we reach the down and outers and the up and outers, and we believe that in the God of another chance. And you know, we all have some brokenness in us, and it's a place where you can come and heal and get better and stronger and more mature in your faith. And I really do enjoy the people that I serve with. I serve with some incredible people. Our church is probably 65% Hispanic, 35% all the rest of us. It looks like our city and our state. And it's just a wonderful place to be a part of. My wife and I have been here almost 22 years as the pastors of the church, and God has really, really blessed it. I've been fortunate to work with some good people. I've got some great staff members that are incredible, and God has just blessed it. And I think not because I'm the smartest or the most studious. I just believe it's because we only worship Him, and we fight. We're salt and light into our community, and that's what people it rubs against them. You know, salt is impact, and light is influence, and so we impact and influence our community by taking righteous stands and through all the persecution and name calling and, you know, all those things. And so Legacy Church is there to be a beacon of light into a dark, dark place that I live in.
I looked at your Legacy Church website. Let me just read a line or two explaining who Legacy Church is. We connect people with God, help them grow relationships, and live a life of generosity. And then kind of a disclaimer, explanation, couple of sentences says, attending services, serving, giving, and loving God is the standard we live by. Legacy Church is a place you can call home. We believe Jesus will take you as you are and transform you through your faith and trust Him. There's no dogma in that. It's about relationships. And I mean, I grew up in the church. My dad was a pastor. My foster brother's Denny Duron, who's a good friend of yours, who, by the way, thinks you're an amazing individual, and he loves when he gets to come to Legacy Church. I haven't been to Legacy Church yet, but I'm going to come next time he comes with you. But what you preach and what you teach, it sounds to me kind of like what Jesus did.
Well, hopefully that's what we try to do the Bible. And
I put you on the spot, so, didn't I?
Well, it's like, well, I hope so. I hope we, you know, we're doing the best we can with what we know. Yeah. But yeah, it's a place, I say this about our church all the time. We reach the people nobody wants, and God ends up sending us the people everybody wants. And I got that from Tommy Barnett when he said it to me, I don't know, 20 years ago, and it just stuck. And I thought, well, that's who we are. We're that yeah. place. And so, you know, Dan, we just want to help people. And you know, God does accept us like we are. The problem is today in our culture, people think they can stay the same and still have Jesus. And the other issue is, and this is what I teach all the time, is I say, guys, people always talk about, I got saved, but you understand salvation is a byproduct of lordship. That the Romans 10:9-10 says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the lordship of Jesus, then you'll be saved. And so we want salvation without lordship. We want insurance from, you know, so we don't go to hell, but we don't want a lord. We don't want someone telling us how to live or how we should operate and how we should talk and how we should treat others. And Jesus came to be Lord. And if you accept Him as your Lord, then He'll save you from your sins. And that's why a lot of people say, well, I prayed that prayer 20 times. Yeah, because you've never been willing to make Him Lord of your life. You just wanted some kind of insurance so you won't go to hell. But he's not an insurance salesman.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the mentality. It's like, hey, guys, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. And part of lordship is learning to repent. You know, and let God know, I know I blew it, God, forgive me, and He forgives you, and you get to move on in life. And so that's kind of the message that we kind of put out.
It's pretty simple, and it's very biblical. I looked at your website looking for your doctrinal statement. There isn't one there. I like that. What your people have put in your website resonates with a whole lot more people. And real quickly, tell us how many people get together on Sundays at Legacy Church.
Well, we probably run around 13,000 that way, and we have a membership that's, you know, a whole lot bigger. They, you know, they claim the average Christian comes to church every, you know, 5 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, so we have a huge membership. People, now we purge our lists all the time, people who come and give throughout the year consistently. And then we have, you know, our attendance is probably around 13,000 or so.
Well, I have the ability in this show, because it's internet, I own the show. We don't answer to anybody. I keep a screen up on a computer during each broadcast, and I can see the IP addresses for everybody that is listening live, and it doesn't tell who they are, but it gives their city and state. There's a bunch of New Mexico people that are listening to you right now. Do you have anything you want to address to them specifically about Legacy Church or what's going on?
Well, I mean, if I could say anything, I believe we're the best. I do. I'm very partial. I believe we still believe in the Word of God, that it's God's Word. We are not woke. We're not politically correct. We preach the gospel, and we deal with the cultural aspects of and how to apply the gospel in these days. You know, we don't back down from you know, what I call the alphabet mafia, the homosexual community. We don't back off of abortion. We don't back off of our constitutional rights. And it was God who gave me freedom. And it, like, Grisham wants to take away my freedoms. And you just don't get to do that arbitrarily. And so we will take stands. We will fight back. And you know, you if you come messing with us and the way we worship God, we're gonna push back. And a lot of people in New Mexico can't handle that. Or they'll come up to me and say, hey, I don't go to your church, but I'm for you. And I said, well, what church do you go to? And they'll go to a church that took no stand. And I'm like, well, so you're not really for us. You know, it's like, we're going to go fight, but I'm going to be back there 200 yards. Oh, so you're going to be cheerleading me, but you're not going to be with me. And so Legacy, I believe, is called by God to fight and to deal with righteousness and say, hey, this is right and this is wrong, and we're not going to buy into it. You know, you don't get pronouns. That's delusional. You don't get to go into our bathrooms, and if you're born a man and think you're a woman, you got to go in the man's bathroom. I mean, we just take those stands in a kind way. This, hey, listen, this is what the Bible says. If you want help, we'll help you. You know, and so I deal with biblical aspects of and deal with our culture, and a lot of churches back off from that and say, well, we don't want to be disliked. And I'm not concerned about being liked or disliked. I just want to be respected. And the thing about Legacy Church, wherever we go and dealing with these liberal representatives, they do respect us when we walk in the room. They may hate my guts, but they'll respect me. And because we hold them accountable, and the church is the moral compass of our world. And we, at times the church doesn't want to be that moral compass. We just want to hide our heads in the sand and said, well, we're just not going to talk about that because it's political. Well, the world has made everything political. You know, abortion's political. No, it's not. It's a moral issue. Homosexuality is political. No, it's not. It's a moral issue. You know, they're stealing our kids right from under our noses, and we don't say anything. And so Legacy's the one church that will stand up and say, oh no, we're not putting up with this, and we're not putting up with that, we don't agree with this. And but from a biblical standpoint, in a kind, loving way, I tell people, I'm not mean to anybody, but there is a way, and it's God's way. It's not my way, it's his way, and we will believe that. And you know, people have criticized me for the stands I've taken, but they've never criticized me for preaching the gospel.
Wow.
And I think we should be light and into this dark world. And you can't be light by hiding it under a bushel and saying, well, we don't really want to be too bright. You know, but we need to be as bright as we can and just give people hope. And I believe it's a beacon of hope. you know what, my life's a mess. I've listened to all this stuff. There's a church over here that continues to stand.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go there because that's where my hope comes from.
Wow. Well, what we just heard from you says a lot about who you are and obviously a lot about Legacy Church in New Mexico. For those of you that just joined us or joined us late, Steve Smotherman, senior pastor of Legacy Church in Albuquerque, who is a lightning rod about anything and everything to do with people in New Mexico, one of the largest churches in New Mexico. He's been there a good while, been in the ministry 20 plus years, so he knows what he's doing. And because people recognize you're not going to get put down when you go to Legacy Church, it's because of this man. They're going to walk with you through your shame. They're going to walk with you through your pain, and they're going to always be there for you. That's a big deal today, Pastor. And we don't get that just any place.
Well, and what I say is we're all in the same boat. We're all broken. We all have issues. We all have stuff. And hiding the stuff just makes it fester and get worse. And we tell people there's no condemnation here. I have licensed clinical Christian licensed clinical therapists on my staff, and that we pay just to help people get down to, you know, the root of what's going on in their life, so they can, you know, forgive and receive forgiveness and move on in their life. And again, you're right, Dan, there's no condemnation. God doesn't condemn us, and we're not going to condemn anybody. We take all that shame out and say, listen, we've all been somewhere. None of us are innocent. And God has blessed us and forgiven us and loved us through our own pain and our own hurt and our own disappointments and our own, things we've had to deal with. And we get tons of people coming, even people, you know, and I preach against abortion, I'll always say, listen, but if you've had one, we're here to help you heal that hole that they didn't tell you would have in your soul. And we know how to get that healed through the Word of God. And so we just have great compassion with people because we live in a lost world. And you know what? Thank God I was lost, but I'm found. And I'm still learning and healing and growing. And, you know, we're still trying to get better. And that's what we want to help people do, is that we're all on the journey. We're all in the boat together. And just let's row with the same oars so we're rowing the same direction.
Well, we're not in the same city, same state, but I will tell you this, Truth News Network, TNN Live especially, is here. And anytime you want to get a message out there, we have right now, well, our show goes to 190 different countries live. And then, of course, it goes up as podcast on all the podcast sites. But anytime you want to get something out, I'm looking now, we have people in Moldavia, and I have no idea where that country is. But people are looking for facts and truth today, and they're struggling to find it. And I know you. I know your reputation. I know your past. I know how you got started, UPS driver. That means a lot to people. To know who they're talking to in a position of authority is really the real deal. And anytime you want to have a message that you need to put out there, you call me. I'll put you on this show anytime you want to do it because you're the real deal. We don't get a lot of that today.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you. And you're the real deal. That's why I appreciate you and respect you. And, you know, it's just, you know, what we find, Dan, is there's very few people out there willing to take stands and fight.
Yeah.
Most people are wanting to acquiesce to the culture because they're so concerned about being liked. And I'm like, God didn't call us to be liked. And that's why, you know, we were trampled underfoot, I think the church was as a whole, over COVID, because we weren't salty enough. We weren't impactful enough. And he says, you'll just be thrown on the ground and trampled underfoot. Well, we were. And what we found out through that whole thing, and this is where I come from, is that we got punched in the mouth and we realized the church couldn't take a punch. We couldn't get back up. We laid down, listened to the government, listened to this, listened to that, instead of listening to God and his mandate. God never said close down the church. He never said have a certain percentage. He never said we got to listen to the president or the governors or whatever. He told us to listen to him. And until he tells me to close the church, we're not closing the church. And over COVID, over 2,500 people, or maybe a lot more than that, maybe 4,000 people, gave their lives to the Lord that if we'd have been closed, they'd still be lost today. We have a mission in the church, and the church is to preach the gospel and not worry about if it offends anybody. See, that's the problem. Well, it's so offensive. Wait a minute. Jesus is the rock of offense.
Yeah.
And if I offend you, Dan, by preaching the gospel, then I won't apologize for that because it's not my gospel.
Sure.
It's God's word. Yeah. And if my bathrooms are dirty in the church, we're rude to you, that I'll apologize for that.
Yeah.
But too many preachers are out there apologizing for the word of God or watering it down. Well, people can't take that. Well, people need to hear the truth. And if they don't hear the truth, how are they going to make a decision one way or the other what to do? And we kind of lull people in under deception, like, well, you can come to Christ, stay like you are, don't change. It's not true. You know, God wants us to change, and we may not change as drastically as others, but as long as we're moving towards him and changing some, God's blessed with that. But to do nothing is not. And I think we've got to get over, they say, well, you can't say that because that's not very loving. No, it's the most loving thing is to tell the truth in kindness and love, not mean-spirited, not angry. Listen, homosexuality is wrong. It's sin. And those who applaud it are just as guilty as those who practice it. And those are what the Bible says, not Steve Smotherman, not Dan, not Dan Newman, not Joe Smith. If it's the word of God, then we must take heed to it the best way we can and continue to grow in it.
Well, you've been a breath of fresh air for me today, and I know a lot of people listening in feel the same way. Thank you for sharing what you've shared. And I meant what I said. Anytime you have a message you want to get out there, you can call me on any day. I can interrupt any part of the show. We do it live 2 hours every Monday through Friday. You're welcome anytime. And thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for having me. What a great show. And I know the people watching it and following you, they're doing that because you're speaking truth. So it is, you do what your name says you do. So I appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Pastor Steve Smotherman, what a great, great man to talk to and listen and get all facts. Boy, that's something we don't get a lot of today, isn't it? He pastors Legacy Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you're driving through on I-40 sometime, hey, go take a look.
Talk to Dan. Call 1-866-37-TRUTH. TNN Live.